in the book of Romans, chapter number 6. Romans chapter number 6. Let me read verse number 23. Stand with us, and we'll honor the Bible. Romans chapter number 6, verse number 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Our Father, we bow in your divine presence, O Lord, as humble as we know how, thanking you, dear God, for the opportunity. Thank you for the blessings of life. Thank you, Lord, for the church. These are bowed with us. Lord, you know the needs in every heart, every life, every individual here. God, I pray you'd grant it this morning. Lord, I pray if there be one among us not ever been saved, Lord, I pray that today would be the day that conviction had set up in their heart and the drawing power of God would draw them to an altar of repentance. Lord, I pray this morning, Lord, that you'd touch us. Let us leave here different than we were when we come. We ask you now, Lord, to go with us, anoint us afresh with fresh oil. Let preaching be easy for us. We ask you now to give us the words that we need to say. Lord, may your word go out and touch our hearts, Lord. Strengthen the inner man. And let us leave here, Lord, better than we come. We ask you now to go with us and what you do for us. We'll be careful to thank you and we'll praise you for all that's done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. I want to preach this morning on the gift of God. You want to talk to us on the gift of God. Boy, God's good, isn't he? Amen. He's good to gift us with grace. He graced us with his gift of eternal life. Our last enemy, the Bible tells us, is death. The Bible tells us here, for the wages of sin is death. You won't ever appreciate the gift of God until you realize the wage of sin. And, you know, when you think about sin, the Bible tells us that the gift or the wage of that sin is death. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. Chapter number 6 deals with the issue of law and grace. What the law could not do, grace did it for us. The law could not give eternal life. The law was never intended to give us eternal life. You could live the law and die in your sins and die and go to hell. For the Bible tells us that nobody can live that law. For if you break one of those commandments, you've broken the whole law. And so we know that the law didn't bring life, but it brought death, according to the word of God. For the wages of sin is death. How we found that all through the word of God. How the Bible tells us from the very first man, when Adam transgressed, rebelled against God, the commandment that God had given him, death reigned and ruled in our world. And because of that sin and because of that penalty, it was handed down to all men. Everybody dies. Amen. But in Christ Jesus, we find life. The law give us death. But Christ and the grace of God brought life everlasting. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's the gift of God. When you think of that, it wasn't something that we had deserved. It wasn't anything that we worked for. How we could have never obtained everlasting life had it not been given to us by the eternal Father. Amen. I'm thankful this morning that I have life. Hallelujah this morning. Because of my sin, I got death. But thank God for Jesus Christ that took upon himself my sin and my death, and he took it to Calvary, and he hung it on the cross at Calvary. Amen. And I obtained the forgiveness of sin because of what he done. And God, through Jesus Christ, gave me everlasting life. Think about that for a little while. When you talk about the season, the Christmas season, when people are always asking people, what do you want for Christmas? And gifts are being purchased all over the world. For that one day, amen. And folks are asking about gifts, but the greatest gift is eternal life. And the Bible tells us that it comes through the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord, amen. of that great gift that's given to us. It's given to us because God favors us. Amen. God favors us. Verse number 14. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. I thank God this morning that that eternal life that was given to us set us free. And we no longer serve the law, but we serve the Lord. Amen. We're no longer under the law, but we're under grace. Thank God for grace that was imputed unto us, given to us. Nothing that we deserve, but He graced us with His grace. Imagine that. Do you know why? Do you know why men open the door, or are supposed to open the door when a lady walks through the door, or opens the door when they get in the car door? Do you know what that is? That's an extension of our grace. We're gracing them with the opportunity to be able to enter into the car or the home, amen, without any struggle, but go walking right in. The Lord Jesus Christ graced us. God graced us through His Son to enter in, amen, His salvation and His everlasting life. Amen. That that we deserve was death. Every one of us ought to be dead in hell today. But by the grace of God, amen, He gave us life. He favors you and I. We're the apple of His eye. I'm so glad I'm saved, I don't know what to do. Amen. I'm going to tell you, I cannot do enough for the Lord to ever repay Him for what He done for me. But you know where the blessing is? He doesn't require me to pay Him anything for what He done for me. If He would had, it would not be by grace, but it would be by works. It's simply all by grace. Thank God we're under grace. That God had given us, He favors you. He favors you. But that eternal life also frees us. The Bible tells us, but God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. We no longer have to serve sin, but we were graced with eternal life, salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ, and set free. If the Son sets you free, you're free indeed. Amen. We're no longer under the bondage of the law or the burden of the law, but we're set free. We're no longer under the bondage of sin, nor the burden of sin. Amen. But my friend, we're set free and given everlasting life. I want to tell you, I'm so happy I'm saved this morning. I'm trying my best to keep my composure and stay behind the pulpit. But I want to tell you, I'm glad that the Lord set me free one day. As a 16-year-old boy, I'm burdened with a load of sin. I thank God I have everlasting life through Him this morning. Oh, listen. That's a great gift of God. Amen. How the Bible tells us He favored us with it and He freed us with it. But look at verse number 20. The Bible said, for when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof you're now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit into holiness, and the end, everlasting life. All of this had heaven to. Yeah. Amen. All because of faith. Of believing in God. This everlasting life is imputed unto you and I by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the same thing that Abraham found. Yeah. Amen. In God. Having favor with God. Being freed from his sin. Finding faith in believing the righteousness of God, being imputed unto Abraham by faith, was given to you and I who believe in God, who trusted in the Lord. And by that faith, thank God, we have everlasting life. I want to say this morning, I'm again so happy. I'm saved, I don't know what to do. I want you to know this morning, the greatest gift I've ever got, the greatest gift you'll ever get, is a gift of God. Amen. Amen. It'll never wear old rust away with a using. You won't ever lose it. I've lost a lot of things. You know, some of you know I do every once in a while a little bit of carpenter work. And I have what's called a speed square. You know what a square is.
Yeah.
A speed square is a little triangle square where you don't have to read the numbers, basically, but you can hurry up and get the job done with a speed square. I'm going to say I've probably got 10 of those things somewhere around my house. I don't know where they're at. Every time somebody asks me to do something and I need a speed square, I can't ever find my speed squares. I lose them all the time. I know some of you are not that way, but I am that way. I've lost more stuff in my house. Me and Miss D bought a hose one day when they came out with that real light hose. I got her one, had to do her flower bed. We bought it in the winter. We put it up. 2 years later, we finally found it. That's just the way it is. You lose these things down here. They waste away with a using. I may lose my mind, but I'll never lose this.
Yeah.
Woo! Hallelujah! When I think about, because it's not me that's got a hold of him, it's him that got a hold of me. And I have everlasting life. They'll lay this old body in front of a pulpit somewhere. They'll stretch it out, pamper it, perfume it. They'll fix it up the best they can. They'll stretch it out there. They'll roll around, look at the body, look at that corpse laying there. There'll be somebody come through there and says, don't he look natural?
Yeah.
No, I won't look natural. I'm dead.
Yeah.
According to what they look and what they see. But William that stayed in that house is not there anymore. He's gone home to be with the Lord forevermore, because the gift of God is eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. If any man believe in me, Jesus said, though he were dead, yet shall he live.
Amen.
Eternal life, the gift of God. The wages of sin is death. It's always been death. But thank God for Jesus that came into the world and brought the gift of eternal life. We'd have never lived had it not been for Jesus.
Amen.
We celebrate Christmas.
Glad.
Not death, but life. We'll celebrate his death and resurrection in Easter time. But we celebrate his birth, his coming, when he came into this world incarnate. That's the reason why when Isaiah said, unto you a child is born.
Yeah.
Unto you a son is given. I want you to know this morning, he come into the world a child. Amen. God incarnate. Emmanuel.
Yeah.
God with us.
Yeah.
He came into this world through the doorway of a virgin birth.
Yeah.
Amen. Stepped out of eternity into time, came upon us and dwelt among us. Amen. And he said, unto you a son is given. God's only son.
Yeah.
He gave him to redeem you and I. And the Bible tells us he went to the cross and he died for our sin, that you and I don't have to die, but we can live forever with the gift of God.
Amen.
This morning,
amen,
do you obtain that gift? I was cleaning out a house of a Jew one time. I was working for him in Birmingham, truck parts and equipment company. He owned the company. He was an older gentleman, probably in his 70s then. And he wanted me and another fellow to go to his house and clean out his attic. So we go over there, and his wife was there, and we go to them, knock on the door, and tell her what we're there for, and she says, yes, come. Big house at Mountain Brook. I'm telling you, if it looked like a 2-acre house. I was a little fella, and it just looked humongous to me. We went up there to clean that attic out. They were Christmas presents there for years gone by. I looked at that other fella and I said, have you ever seen such? I said, so many Christmas presents here that never has been opened. They'd get present after present after present. And they'd take those presents and wouldn't open them. And they'd carry them up and put them in the attic. She wanted them taken down and done away with. Never been opened. Imagine that. Could have been a package there with $1 million in it. And she'd have never known it. They'd have never knew. I want to say this morning, I wonder about the ones that sent the gift. Thinking that they would open those gifts and no more but thought of them than to take them and put them in the attic. Never opened those gifts. Never done anything with them. We just disregarded those gifts. I wanted to open them so bad, I couldn't hardly stand it just to tear into it and see what was in those boxes. Many of them. I'm talking a lot of gifts. That's the way it is with eternal life. It's presented to many. It's shown to all and presented to many. But you have to come and get it. Amen. You can't take it and put it at it. But you got to get it in your heart. Amen. Many folks disregard the gift that God's given you. Eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. All you have to do is receive it. Open it. Thank God. It'll be just exactly what you need this morning. Don't throw them away. Don't disregard what God's given to us today. Don't push them away. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. This time of year, we celebrate the birth, the gift. Now, Jesus Christ was not the gift. He was the gift giver.
Amen.
That's right. He was the gift giver. He came to give life, that we might have it more abundantly.
Amen.
But in that process, he had to deal with sin. He had to deal with the wages of sin.
Yes.
We owed a debt we could not pay.
Yes.
He paid a debt that he
yes.
did not owe.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And he gave us everlasting life.
Amen.
I'd like to stand this morning.